Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 154 of the Staller podcast. The Go Loud original podcast as well. I'll have you know.
You tell them.
I'm at that telling you.
Are you fucking listening?
I fucking told you it's a Go Loud original now. Stop asking me.
Now you know. You can tell other people. If you want. I don't.
It's honestly up to you. Like, you could just say the name of the podcast. We don't have to say it's a Go Loud original. We just have to.
It's not that we have to. It just kind of sounds right at the top of a show, doesn't it? You feel like you need to fill in the gaps a little bit.
Yeah, there's no point just telling them episode whatever and welcome. You might as well throw in that it's,
you have to say something
else, like.
Well, how are you keeping anyway?
It's a Go Loud original, man.
Yeah, no, I fucking know it's a Go Loud original.
All right, yeah, I'm not too bad now, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking fresh.
Am I?
Are you drinking loads of water?
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you?
Loads of water, yeah, and loads of, all of that.
Jeez, now I'm curious.
I'm not doing anything.
Are you not? Okay. Well, then you're just looking sexy. Do you mind if I say that you're looking sexy?
I don't mind.
I'm very attracted to you right now.
That's a bit much.
Okay, I'll round it back in.
You're looking for something, aren't you?
Maybe a return compliment would be fine. But no, it's fine. You don't have to. Let's go.
Get on with the show.
Right, let's go for it. Let's go for it. You were about to celebrate something there.
I wasn't.
You're like, hands up.
Just happy to be back. We haven't been here in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. It feels like
a long time.
Lots happened.
Fuck all in my world anyway.
Go way out with that. You went to the Ireland match.
And we won.
Finally fucking won a match.
Troy Parafella.
Extra time, out of time.
Yeah, 92nd minute.
There you go.
I brought me mate Graham. And I don't know if I said to you last time or before, when I brought him to see a film, like one of the premieres, he's saying Keith Barry, and he was like, I'm going to go over and ask him to do a magic trick. I'm like, will you sit down the fuck, will you? But at that, he was sitting in the stands, like, and he kept going, John, John, like calling John O'Shea from the sideline up. I'm like, man, he can't hear you.
He probably could.
He's just chosen not to look.
Yeah. Do you think he'll get the job, John O'Shea?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, sure. They have a set amount for a manager, so they can't really get in like a world class renowned manager. Like, they have to go, there's a cap on it. Like,
how much is the cap? How much is it?
600 grand or something, I heard.
That's a lot.
I heard that at the match now.
That's a big cap.
Oh yeah.
Off a good source.
John?
So in the club.
John himself? No. You're good mates with John?
We text him the odd time.
This would be the first time you'd be on first name terms with a national team manager if he was to get the job, yeah? I presume.
No, Trapattoni. He was good friends with Trapattoni.
Good friends with Trap for a while, yeah.
You and Gio.
Yeah.
He used to go for Carbonara together.
Kenny as well. Good friends, Kenny. John, obviously. I don't call him John O'Shea. I call him John because I nutmegged them.
You did.
Jack Charlton. You were good friends with Jack Charlton.
I wasn't good friends with Jack.
Oh, you were enemies with Jack Charlton. You had a big falling out with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, we had a bit of a bust up. I had a bit of a falling out with Amy over the last weekend there.
Wait, what happened?
Okay, you prepared?
I'm strapped in.
She's never missed a pitch of this concert. And I didn't get tickets for it. And usually I'd get tickets for something like that. But she only said it once or twice to me. And then the morning of it, she didn't mention it. I just completely forgot it was on anyway. And then about 3 or 4 o'clock, she's like, picture this, did you get the tickets? Like, it's like, no, obviously not. She's like, what do you mean? And then you text me saying, are you going to this picture this gig? And I showed Amy. She's like, well, Joe and all's going. Joe's fucking going. He doesn't even know the songs, man.
It's so true.
He doesn't even know the songs. He doesn't even know what a Ryan Hennessy is.
I thought it was a drink. Like a Ryan Hennessy on the rocks, please.
And you went and didn't have tickets.
I went and I didn't have tickets. I bunked in like a fucking teenager. Snuck in. Huh?
But did you go up to the box and you got tickets off them or something?
I tried to
jump. Or did you jump the railings and fall?
I didn't
and
do that.
I covered the muck and the guards came.
No.
Swear that didn't happen.
I can neither confirm nor deny that that's what happened.
I have my sources.
Tell us.
What happened?
Yeah.
I went up to the ticket place that you scan your tickets.
Box office.
Not yet. I went up to the entrance where you'd walk in, and I was hoping that it would be easy to just kind of walk past him. And I was with Moira.
Were you hoping that they'd say, would you like to come install it?
I was kind of hoping he'd probably recognise me and say, are you mad bag? Come on there, you mad thing. But they didn't. And so my game plan was turn your phone off and pretend that the tickets are on your phone and then go, fuck, my phone's dead. Bollocks, what am I going to do? So then they sent us over to a hut that was a Ticketmaster hut, and they were asking for our email addresses and stuff like that. And we were there for a good 20 minutes trying to get the tickets printed out, but they couldn't find our tickets because we hadn't bought them. So we gave them our email address and they were like, no, there's nothing here. And we're like, what do you mean there's nothing there? Like, we bought them yesterday. We bought them on that resale Ticketmaster thing just to make it a little bit more complicated and a little bit more believable. And then after like 20 minutes, the fella that was working at the box called his manager, and then his manager came over, and then he was trying, and then he came out eventually and said, look, there's no tickets, like there's no record of you buying any tickets. And I'm like, well, are you saying I'm lying? Like, what do you mean? Like, so can I go in or what's going on?
Jeez.
And he was like, no, you can't go in if you don't have a ticket. And I'm like, but I do have a ticket. I started believing that I had tickets myself. I was like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, I have tickets, my phone's just dead. And he says, can you not just charge? And I was like, where am I going to charge? I'm in the middle of a field here. And should the internet show you, even if my phone was on, for some reason in St. Anne's, that's like a black hole for the internet. You can't get, you probably know, you'd be in St. Anne's a bit, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like a black spot though. You can't get any internet there.
I never had that.
Frank on a walk up there and no internet.
No internet.
I've always had internet there.
I've just got really good service.
You're probably using some dodgy connection, are you?
Are you probably on the 5G?
Yeah.
I think I'm still on 3G.
I'm still on WAP.
WAP.
But I went to the, your man came out and then are you saying that I'm lying? Like, you think I'm standing here trying to scam free tickets? What do you think I am, like a child? I was.
Yeah.
So then I was like, what's your name? I'm going to report you to Ticketmaster.
Genie.
And he's like,
I am Ticketmaster.
Yeah. He says, my name is Ticketmaster. And I says, what's your name? And he was like, what's your second name? He's like, I'm not giving you my second name. I says, I want your second name. I want to report you. This is disgraceful. And so then he gave me his second name and says, right, you'll see now tomorrow. And then I went to the box office with his full name and said, how are you doing? Your man, whatever, blah, blah, sent me up here to get tickets printed out because the printer down there isn't working. And boom.
Jesus.
Two tickets.
So, you played the role of the Karen.
Fraud.
To defraud.
Two tickets for...
Two whole tickets.
Easy. You could have done it, man.
I wouldn't have done.
You could have done it.
He couldn't have done it. Most people.
I could not have done that.
I'll tell you one thing. It was more enjoyable than the gig.
And Darren, that's a testament to your character that you couldn't have done it.
The testament to my character is, if I don't have tickets, I'm not leaving the gaff and going.
If you loved Amy, you'd have done that.
I guess I love her in different ways.
Joe's love language is theft. Fraud.
I know, it was good. It was good.
So you got in with the, you got the tickets printed.
Yeah, but then I felt like I was robbed.
You got them comped.
Technically.
At the end, yeah, I suppose you kind of did. It was complimentary, like, after all. At a cost, I mean. I've never been able to get tickets again. I'm sure you'll see the fun side in it.
I felt like I got robbed then when we went inside, though, because it's like €10 for a drink. So who's the real criminals here?
You.
No. Do you know what it is as well? They give you like a bottle of Coke and it's one of the bottles that you return, you know, get your 15 cents. They don't let you take the bottle. So they pour that into a glass and then they keep the bottle. So they are making a mint. And you're paying you're paying a lot more than the 15 cent levy.
I would have more sympathy for you if you hadn't just given us your detailed and very proud recollection of defrauding this.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Venue, this company. You are proud of yourself.
So do you think it'd be hard to shift tickets for the next one, next live show? Now that this is out there in the open.
Now that they know how to do it.
People won't feel morally obliged to pay.
They'll just say, they'll get to Vicar Street and say, John McGuckin sent me here, the printer has broke up the other side of the place, and they print off tickets for them, and they'll all do it.
And they were saying, is that John McGuckin there sneaking in?
Is that John McGuckin trying to sneak into his own gig?
His own gig. In the back
door. I just love it. I just love doing it. Wherever it happens, I'll do it.
Some rush. But in my defence, I was willing to pay for the tickets. They were just sold out. Couldn't get them anywhere. Not even the ticket touts could get them.
Funny thing is, I could have got them. If I had just tried a little bit harder, I'd have got them. On the day, probably.
You absolutely could have, yeah. I mean,
without doing that.
And Amy was annoyed then that you didn't get to go.
She was more annoyed that you were there for some reason. Because she loves them and she knew that you didn't even like them.
he doesn't deserve to be
there. There was a few people that went, like, she was looking at everyone's story and all, and she was fucking fuming. It's actually our favourite band.
I know. It's weird when you put a gig somewhere that's
not...
It's public on a normal, yeah, in a normal time. Like, what do you mean I can't go into Fairview Park?
I fucking walk me dog here once a week, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't go in.
You just stick up a fence and tell me I can't go in?
What, because there's some singer on?
Watch me.
Always down here.
So that was on Saturday night. And so my ma was minding the kids. And the next morning we went to pick up the kids. And everyone was down in the car park getting ready to go to Forbidden Fruit, having drinks and sucking balloons. Because that's what they do now.
That's what they're up to. What's the story?
I don't fucking know. What's in them? Nitrous oxide?
Laughing gas, isn't it?
It gives you a buzz for like 20 seconds, I think.
They huffed them like the vapes, though. And they're all standing around with balloons. And like when I was taking Ollie out of my mass.
Where's the clown?
He was like, are you having a party? I was like, yeah, sort of. he thought it was a fucking birthday party with all the balloons. They look stupid. And the bleeding lads that you'd be terrified of.
Yeah.
Like on scooters, they'll batter you. And they're there with bleeding.
What are you up to anyway for the day? Just doing a few balloons, boys. What do you mean, like balloons? Like fucking...
Balloon animals?
Balloon animals. I'll take a little doggy off you or a sword or something and a helmet while you're there. And they're like...
Fucking sucking them. Sucking the balloons. Why? Why? Have a smoke. Do you ever do them?
Never. Never.
Me neither.
I'm past all that experimenting.
I'm past all that. Imagine you got. I'm just saying, darling, go away.
I'm past all that. Go on then.
Give us a suck then.
I go on. Well, I'll do it to follow the crowd. Sure. You can just buy them in like the shops, like, not where you buy fucking helium and stuff. And
can you?
Yeah. I see the boxes of them, like, in the bin shed I go into to throw the bins in, right at me gaff, like, and you can see the boxes and the empties and all just, like, on the floor. It's like a black box and there's, like, six in it.
Is that not helium, no?
I don't know what it is. It may be on.
He's just going around with talking like this. Oh, bollocks, I got the wrong ones.
I'm looking at the ones that make your voice sound weird.
Is it bad for you? Is the worst things you could be doing? Is it one of them things?
I'm not sure, but I know that people have died from them.
So then that is dangerous.
In the immediate... When you're taking it, if you take too much, you could go unconscious from lack of oxygen. And long term, if you're using it a lot, you could end up with a form of anemia and actually severe or serious nerve damage, which would end up with numbness in the fingers and toes and make walking difficult. Could even lead to paralysis, and it stops you forming white blood cells properly. I don't know how much you have to take for that to become a risk, but there you go.
I think you just run the risk of looking like a dope. That's a big side effect. You look silly. I'm still afraid of you, but...
Is there not something else you can put it into other than a balloon?
That's what I'm thinking.
Make it less, like, comical.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about this, so send us in an
disclaimer.
Email at stall@goaloudnow.com and let us know what this is all about.
What's that all about? What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? I love the way your father kissed your brother.
That's not the lyric.
Something like that. Something
your
weird.
Your father kissed your brother.
Isn't it? There was a mad thing then that happened in the 1500s. Will I tell you about it?
Yeah. Go on.
This is a mad one. In the 1500s, there was a woman in France and she started dancing in Strasbourg. And she danced for like 3 days. And then after that, 3 other people started dancing with her. And they were dancing for days. And as the weeks went by, they kept dancing. And hundreds of people joined in.
Would have been a good trend on TikTok.
Big time. But they were dancing for weeks and people started dying. Like 15 people a week were dying.
The person that started dancing for 3 days is dancing for weeks now?
Months.
Months?
Months.
Eating?
No. They were dying of exhaustion. Everyone just started dancing and nobody can explain why.
Why didn't they just like stop?
No one knows. There's loads of theories about why the... Would you just start dancing and wouldn't stop? People were saying maybe it was down to food poisoning or there was a bacterial infection. Or
was it like weird dancing, like erratic dancing? Like
it was 1500s dancing.
But like, was it
like, I wouldn't say they were doing the dab.
They could have been flossing, I don't know. If it was now, they'd be flossing for 3 months.
For 3 months? More. Hundreds of people died.
Did this go worldwide or just...
Just in this village.
Didn't spread across? anywhere else.
You're trying to figure that out. They still don't know what the fuck happened.
Everyone just died.
Not everyone.
So some people jumped up and said, hey, I'm going for a sambo.
Yeah, I'm actually tired, so I'm
going to have a nap and a crib sambo or something.
It was called the Dancing Plague of 1518.
The Dancing Plague? What the fuck?
It was an epidemic.
Jesus Christ.
They were all huffing balloons.
There's a couple of theories where that. Remember we talked about the Salem witch trials, and one of the theories there is ergot, which is a fungus that grew on wheat.
Mm.
And they thought that that might be causing hallucinations, which made people think they were witches. Mm. That's another theory with this that could have been possible. But they don't know.
Monster. I think they built a shelter around them.
And just let them all dance?
Yeah. Because it was hot.
I can't really wrap my head around that one.
How did that happen? How the fuck? How is that not a made up story? Like, that's fucking mental.
How does it just keep going on and on though? Nobody knows.
No one knows.
It was MK Ultra.
Aye. In the 1500s.
Oh, never know.
I heard that the Salem witch trials started because there was a man who was cheating on his wife. And she accused him when she found out of cheating on her. And so he accused her of being a witch. And he murdered her. And that was kind of the start of the Salem witch trials. Is there any truth in that? Or am I mixing up stories?
I don't know. Do you know, Owen?
Let me check that out for you.
What did you say it was?
A bloke cheating on his wife. And she caught him and called him out on it. And he was like, witch, she's a witch.
Jesus.
And they were like, what's a witch? Fucking paranormal shit, man. Get her out. Burn her.
I think that's the plot of The Crucible. I don't know if that's actually true, though.
Is it? That is the plot of Crucible.
Like the snail guy.
Snail guy, yeah, yeah. That's what happens at the end of The Masters.
Thinking of going on the Ozempic, bro.
Are you on the Ozempic, bro?
You back on the Ozempic, bro?
Sure I am. Before I went for a little piss there, Owen, you were saying that you were going to look up some examples of mass hysteria.
Thank you for informing us all what you used the break for.
Nice.
Yeah, could have just said that you know.
Just a bit of information thought was relevant.
I went for a smoke and a coke. Smoke and a coke.
Smoke and a coke.
What were we talking about with the mass hysteria? How did that begin?
I was talking about the dancing plague.
The dancing plague. Yep. So mass hysteria is also known as, or I think it's more accurately known as, mass psychogenic illness. Or mass psychogenic disorder. And like the dancing plague, it is where a big group of people have some affliction overcome them. And it seems very, very real, whether they can't stop dancing or whether they all suddenly get headaches or get dizzy or whatever. And it happens to hundreds of people in close proximity to each other very quickly, very in rapid succession. But there's absolutely nothing really wrong with any of them.
Like the Black Friday sales. When they all go fucking mental in America.
I don't think that's...
Give me that fucking telly.
That's...
Is that on par with the dancing?
Not quite.
Is that not mass hysteria?
FOMO.
That's what that is. Okay, yeah.
Fear of missing out on the telly. How would you put that in?
FOMO.
FOMO. Fear of missing out on the telly. FOMO.
Some examples then of mass hysteria. So, Joe, as you mentioned, the dancing. There was a lot of dancing mania in Europe in the Middle Ages.
The fucking Eurovision.
Mm. Yeah, all over. There's loads of examples. Like the Strasbourg one is just one example of that. But there's a lot of examples of dancing manias.
River dance.
The river
dance sensation. Yeah.
One of the first incidents, I should say, probably we're not at our usual levels of research here. I'm kind of doing this on the fly here. And a lot of it is admittedly Wikipedia. But anyway, here we go. One of the earliest known incidents was in the 11th century in Bernburg, which is in Germany. And 18 people started singing and dancing around a church. Then in 1237, a large group of children travelled on a 12-mile journey in Germany, jumping and dancing all the way. And apparently this is very similar to the legend of the Pied Piper of Hamelin.
Oh, just sounds very fucking annoying.
Hmm.
I don't know. 12 kids, 12 kilometres.
Also in Germany. Was it Germany? Maybe Belgium. The River Meuse. There was a bridge there and... In 1278, 200 people started dancing on it for no apparent reason, and the bridge collapsed.
What?
I feel like these are all linked.
Has to be.
It's
has to
the,
be
a the chemtrails, man. Make me fucking dance.
In 1374. So this is still 150 odd years before your one, Joe. There was an outbreak of dancing in Aachen in Germany, and that seemed to spread all over Germany and beyond, like to Cologne and Flanders.
What the bloody hell?
Utrecht, Strasbourg, Luxembourg, parts of Italy. No apparent reason. The theory on this one is that word would spread and people would get the idea into their head because it's all in the mind.
It's literally just a trend. It's just fucking all this dancing and now like it's just evolved to like the Harlem Shake.
Basically a trend that people don't realise they're just buying into the trend and their mind tricks them. So people would be highly religious or superstitious back in these times.
Do you ever see these religious ceremonies where like the priest or whatever the equivalent is just goes up and like touches someone in the head and then you start convulsing like Jesus is taking over that body or something? So, like that's a bit like this, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
It's like hysteria.
That's fully the mind operating there and causing a physical reaction. You wonder how much is people doing it like as in they feel the pressure to act out. Because they couldn't be the one who didn't get the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. I feel like when I got hypnotized, that would have been me accepting Jesus into my body and doing that big shaky dance thing. Just like I didn't want them to feel bad and I didn't want to feel left. I was like, hey, I'm hypnotized as well.
So, yeah, you're just going to play a part in it, like play along. Don't ruin the show. Like.
Factories, right?
Yeah.
Forget the dancing. Factories were also a common place for these mass psychogenic illnesses to spread. So after the Industrial Revolution in countries across Europe and the US and Singapore, there were lots of notable cases. In Singapore, between 73 and 78, there was 6 outbreaks of mass psychogenic illnesses in factories. The common characteristics were hysterical seizures of screaming and general violence, and tranquilizers didn't work.
Tranquilizers didn't work?
Yeah. Trance states.
They tranked them. Jesus.
And the mind alone is able to just keep going.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's like what we said there like 2 weeks ago or last week about getting a taser and some people are just like, come on then.
A lot of people affected would go into a trance state and claim to be speaking or a spirit to be speaking through them. And there were a lot of workers would complain of this just incredible fear or even feeling cold or numb or dizzy, just they couldn't explain, suddenly would overcome them. That was another one. There was another factory one. It was called the June Bug Outbreak. It was in June 1962, a dressmaking factory in a southern US state. And all these workers had severe nausea and they had rashes breaking out on the skin. Most of the outbreaks happened on the first shift, where about 80% of the workers were female. Mass psychogenic illnesses seem to affect women more than men. Of the 62 people who claimed to be unwell here, 59 were women. Some of them believed they were bitten by insects who had been in a shipment of fabric that had come into the factory.
Like The Simpsons.
Exactly.
No, knew you'd like that reference.
So they brought in people to try and discover the roots of this outbreak, this whether it was a germ or a bite or whatever it was. They sat down and spoke to all the people who were sick and they noticed that there was kind of common things between them. The people who were affected, they're more likely to be working a lot of overtime hours.
Burnout.
And to be the main breadwinner at home. A lot of them denied how stressed they were. They found that they would kind of go on, you know, carry that burden. And this seemed to make them less able to cope when the strain was ramped up at this. Because they weren't venting, they weren't, you know, speaking to anyone about it. They were carrying on and then this extra busy period comes in, they're working even more hours and the pressure to keep the money coming in intensifies, it seems. That was a common thread.
Can I just go back a little bit? Were these women dancing in the factory?
No, this was a sickness. They suddenly complained of severe nausea and outbreaks and rashes and all this stuff. So this was, it seemed like a medical issue. And the last thing then they figured out was they looked at all 62 people and said they pretty much all know each other. So social contagion.
Because women sync up periods and everything. Like they're all on different wavelengths.
Mega period.
Like the Megatron.
Megazord.
And they finally said, when you look at this theory that an insect came in a shipment of fabric, that's a pretty credible theory. And then it was in the early news reports on it that it was given credibility by people who were quoted or whatever. And they figured that was a factor too. So basically, you have all these people who are under huge stress and strain and one or two start off just basically they can't handle it and their body reacts in this way because of the strain their mind is under. But then because of the close social ties, everybody else He was also under a lot of strain. Starts buying into it and starts, not consciously, obviously.
There's actually nothing wrong.
Nothing, medically speaking.
They're just moan bags.
As in physically speaking.
Just moaning.
Well, were they
I think the problem was they didn't moan.
Trying to get
like
a day off.
Someone just
sick
like,
day.
Yeah. Like the first person, were they like feeling that? Like literally?
Yeah.
Probably sick.
Oh yeah, no, it's, and like, it's like, completely real in that sense.
And then they like start to develop the symptoms because they believe it or?
Yep.
Okay.
So you will experience this illness as if it was caused by an infection or an insect bite or whatever.
The power of the mind.
Yep. It's very, very real for the people who are going through
it. This is what it all is. Like what we're talking about is literally just fucking FOMO.
Power of the mind. Yeah.
I want the day off as well.
Yeah, well, I'm sick as well.
I want the day off. Have a cough.
You two are completely missing the point.
I'm going to dance as well because everyone else is dancing.
Lads, I can't come in and do the podcast. I'm dancing on O'Connell Street.
With a load of people. We're all dancing.
Nuns in the Middle Ages, actually, that was another hotspot. Nunneries, convents. One where they all started meowing.
What?
They just communicated to meows for a while.
Morse code?
What the fuck?
Morse code meows.
Mm.
I want to know how detailed the conversations were.
Meow.
Ah, meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Meow. We should do a whole podcast episode where we're just meowing.
Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Meowing like getting a class jaw. Meowing, did you ever hear that?
No.
It's like a mouth guard thing or something you chew on to get their like jawline more chiselled. It's called mewing.
I see ads for that online. I think it's a lot of bollocks.
Yeah.
I would say that.
I've never heard of this before.
Nature.
Some people use it and like they look like fucking the Crimson Chin out of... Who's the Crimson Chin out of?
Really Odd Parents.
Yeah. Do you want to hear about the nuns?
Go on.
More than 100 cases of mass hysteria breaking out in the Middle Ages. Or medieval times. It happened a lot in Spain.
Were they licking themselves?
They would have convulsions.
Were they licking themselves?
There was one in France where they yelped like dogs. Another in France, one nun started meowing like a cat and that caught on very quickly. All of the nuns within a few days were meowing. The neighbours could hear. And yeah, they actually, it became, for a few hours every day, the neighbours would hear, all the nuns would gather together and meow.
That's fucked up.
That's mad, isn't it? That's mad.
Like, why? All of this is why.
This was obviously, as you'd imagine, seen as demonic possession.
Ah, yeah. Always is.
Possessed by a demonic cat. Black cat, no less.
Yeah.
So they sent in soldiers.
Soldiers?
And they didn't even go for the soft power touch of a priest and an exorcism. They sent in soldiers to beat the shit out of them.
What?
To stop them meowing.
To beat the cats out of them.
Beat the devil out of them. Beat the cats out of them. Well, it worked.
Medieval ages. I mean, for a minute there, I just imagined like stormtroopers like kind of coming in, the desert storm, bursting in the door and battering them. But we're talking about like knights and armour. Chainmail. Yeah. Chainmail soldiers.
I don't know how much armour they would have worn into the convent of meowing nuns.
I'm not talking about the camouflage, lads.
Yeah, no, none of that.
Or any splinter cell or something. Like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it worked.
Did it?
They gave it up after that.
Moral of the story, get the army in.
When in doubt.
And this story, actually, I did get this story from a podcast called, what's it called? Stuff You Should Know, which is a very good podcast. And on that podcast, they point out that this is a very good example of how all the nuns believed you could be possessed. And so when one nun, they thought became possessed.
They were all at
They it. All thought, well, there's a spirit in the convent and it's taking hold of me as well.
Oh, surely.
So yeah, the group has to believe this happens. This can happen. In conservative religious areas, this stuff is far more common.
I'm not getting on me all fours and meowing like these fucking mad bastards.
I'll drink me milk out of a glass, please. Take the plate off the floor.
Yeah.
Do you ever see that kid? The video of the kid meowing?
I think
it's like a little kid and he's like, he's licking cream from the plate and then he sees that someone's recording him and he just goes, meow. What the fuck is wrong with this kid? Although people, just, you know, people raised with wolves and then they start behaving like wolves.
Maybe the nun was raised with cats. All of them could have been raised with cats.
Probably.
Eating tuna and all.
There was a nunnery in Germany. They started biting each other and this spread to other nunneries.
Biting each other?
I think it spread to Italy from Germany. They started biting each other. There's also a big part of this is that it removes personal responsibility, which people like.
Well, you bring a spiritual...
I'm possessed, or I've caught whatever's going on here. I'm one of the crowd. I can meow all I want. It's not my fault.
I always said I wish I believed in something like that. It'd be a great
comfort.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. Imagine like genuinely believing that you are possessed by a spirit.
Do you think they genuinely believe it, or are they just going with it? Have to be just going with it.
Yeah, maybe it just
like logically in your head saying,
but if everyone else is doing it, then you look like an idiot if you're not doing it.
Yeah, like dancing.
Yeah,
you don't. If you're not dancing and everyone's dancing, you're gonna look like a dope. It's the way it is.
I just look like a dope that's dancing. If everyone was dancing and I was the only one not dancing, if I joined in, everyone would probably stop
and laugh.
They say, "Oh, this is not cool anymore." Now that he's doing it,
what kind of a dance would you do?
The robot.
Yeah, it's pretty lame.
Yeah, and I wouldn't do a good job at it. It'd be real Peter Crouchy. What dance would you do?
Probably the jive.
Jive. What is the jive?
Don't know.
Sounds good though.
Yeah, I'll find out what it means though, and then I'll do that.
What about the Lindy Hop?
Lindy Hop.
I'd go do a little class with Moira doing the Lindy Hop.
Or else just the one point in the hand and the little fist pump, fist pumps.
We talked about the anthrax scare in 2001.
We talked about that for
We got to go back into that properly. But anyway, in 2001, in the first couple of weeks in October 2001, obviously September 11th is very recent, 2,300 false anthrax alarms in the US alone, people thinking they had been infected in some way. And also that year, a man sprayed what was just a window cleaner in a subway station in Maryland, but 35 people had to be treated for nausea, headaches and sore throats. So there was nothing wrong with them. They hadn't inhaled anything, but they were so convinced prevailing mood in society. And a big part of this is media coverage in the modern age. Obviously it changes in different generations how people get their information, but the media coverage would have been so intensely discussing anthrax and the potential for another terror attack in the US that dozens of people in this train station see someone spray something which is completely innocuous and they all fall sick and have to be treated.
Imagine he had Google, they'd be fucking Googling their symptoms. They're like, oh, fucking hell, tumor.
Fucking anthrax. No, he's spraying the bleeding anthrax on the subway.
Do people spray anthrax on the subway? Reddit thread. Yeah.
Yeah, all the time, man. All the time. I don't even know what anthrax is. Powder?
It's a tablet, is it?
No.
I don't know.
Something in the air.
Balloons or something. Is anthrax just in window lane then?
Fly killer.
Raid.
Yeah.
Raid fly killer. Didn't even kill them. They love it.
They'd be doing a little break dance.
Spray more of that there and I'll do a dance with you.
Do you know the Havana syndrome? Do you ever hear that one?
Havana.
So this was, it started in 2016. People working at the US embassy in Cuba started reporting these strange medical symptoms. Headaches and, again, nausea and stuff like that. Really severe headaches. And the theory became that there was some kind of undetectable weapon being used on the embassy staff by the Cubans. And US government employees and their families around the globe also reported something similar. And the CIA was investigating this very heavily. Like, what is being used? Is there some foreign actor here who has got some invisible weapon that they're using on our people all over the world? It seems so far nothing. And it might be a case of mass psychogenic illness in that it first was reported by staff at the embassy in Havana and then started spreading to embassies around the world because people heard about it so much and started to believe it.
I'd be very susceptible to that, I think. If everyone in here start getting sick, I'd be just like,
I'm sick.
Yeah, now that you say that, I have a bit of a sore throat myself.
I'm very gullible.
No, you're not.
I am.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if someone told you you had just eaten, I don't know,
like rotten chicken, I'd be like, oh yeah, my stomach doesn't feel right after
if you ate chickens, that was gone off a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck you. Yeah. Serious?
I made a chicken sandwich last night and I put brown sauce on it.
Dirty scumbag. Right.
And I looked at the bottle and it was out of date 2 years.
I feel like brown sauce doesn't go out of date though.
Could you still eat that or would you be very sick?
Did you eat
from
it?
No, I'd throw it out. Like.
Yeah, if it's gone off 2 years.
But would you get vomit like? From a bit of sauce that's gone off 2 years.
I don't think you'd vomit. Not a young man like you, but you'd probably have a bit of the runs.
The trap toes.
What's that?
It was just the trots. Like, it was trapped. Okay. Just made it up right there.
I like it though. It's good. The trap toes. Like, it makes it sound like your poop is coming out of a trap door. You know what I mean? Like, it just falls out. Yeah. Like a trap door that opens underneath.
Like,
that
would be like a Will R. White kind of analogy.
A trap toe.
Ah, nail trap toe there.
There you go.
Can I have that one?
Yeah.
Another one we have never talked about, but we probably should do in more depth, but it's related to this, the Satanic Panic.
Tell us more.
Are you familiar with any of it? Like, you ever heard of this?
I've heard of Satan, and I've heard of panicking.
We're off to a great start.
And when you put them together,
Satanic Panic.
Right.
Is it an Eminem song?
I'll give you one guess which country this happened.
Satanic Panic.
Primarily one country this was going on in.
Italy.
No.
Because they're real religious.
Mixed religious with stupid.
America.
There we go.
Yeah.
We're off to the races.
Texas.
Texas.
It did spread around the world, but it mostly was America between the 80s and 90s, with over 12,000 claims of satanic ritual abuse. So mostly perpetrated against kids, by people in authority, often involving sexual abuse, but it was like done by people who were Satanists. That was the allegation. 12,000 claims, none of which were ever proved. There was never, this didn't exist at all. But this was a huge thing in America in the 80s and 90s. Massive.
What? That? So 12,000 people were saying that they were infected by Satan and doing dirty things?
There were 12,000 allegations that somebody did something to another person.
Okay.
And that thing they did was a satanic ritual.
Okay.
And it was abuse.
And it was never convicted?
Nothing ever came of any of them.
But did they happen?
No. If they happened, it would be strange because none of them were ever, of the 12,000, none were substantiated. Seems the roots might be in late 60s, early 70s. There's a lot of stuff in the culture, pop culture, that's talking about Satan in those times. Rosemary's Baby comes out in 68. The Exorcist in 73, The Omen in 76. So that kind of representation of Satanism, like in everyday American life, I don't think was really present before then. And
they jumped at it.
A big part of this was the idea that people had memories that they had completely repressed and had disappeared, but they could then recall them later on. That's a lot of the allegations were based on stuff like this. But when patients were hypnotized by therapists to try and dig out those memories of the satanic rituals, they found that they were often recalling scenes from these satanic films.
What, just levitating on the bed and all that?
Yeah, it would be similar to what they had seen in the films.
Chicken and egg situation then, isn't it? Which one came first?
There was
the
also...
Exorcist or Satan?
In the 60s, there was a lot of new religions, but you'd kind of call them cults as well, which we may and may not be looking into in a separate...
I watched something on a TikTok cult. It's on Netflix trending. And it was like this like pastor who like was like spreading his word and stuff as a cult and getting like, he's doing it for like years and years, even before the internet, like, and whatever reason he like got all these TikTokers to come to his fucking church like and live.
TikTokers?
Yeah.
And they didn't invite you?
No.
Stop.
I wasn't around at the time. I was doing an ad for someone. But he got them all to his church like and...
His church,
yeah. Like, he created this religion or whatever. And they lived, like, on a campus, like, you know. It was, the church was in the campus and they had, like, rooms and gaffs and blah, blah, blah. And
Sounds nice.
He, like, brainwashed them and gave them, like, $100,000 up front.
Sound.
But, like, during the process of them doing TikToks at this location and going viral and stuff.
Was
and
this the Go House? Deals. Was this the Go House?
Similar. And they were doing brand deals and he was giving them $100,000 up front and he was getting so much more than that. And he wouldn't give them the money for the brand deals. And then he was like, they were just donating money to this church and they were left with like $2,000 or something. And they were like, fucking, what the fuck? But some people went so far with it, they were just believing his word, like, that this is the place and blah, blah, blah. And
do you want to hear more about Satanic Panic?
I do.
Go on, yeah,
I just
went
off there because I just remembered watching.
There's a good documentary as well. Well, actually, I don't know if it's good, but there's a documentary I want to watch on Satanism in the modern day.
Do you remember that in The Commitments?
Well,
like, where they're like choosing the name of the band and he's like, Satan's cock. And what about Satan's cock?
A lot of it started off with allegations of abuse at a play school in California. And it was McMahon Preschool. And this follows a long, long history of people getting panicked that there is a group of people out there performing these crazy rituals. Even you go back to the first century and there was this moral panic and I guess conspiracy theory known as the blood libel. It was started off in Egypt, I think. And the claim was that Jewish people were having these rituals that involved the killing of Christian babies. That was in the first century. And that has taken on different forms pretty much every century since then. And it's often used in a society when there's a group that some people don't like. They'll say, well, they're involved in baby sacrifice or whatever. Satanic Panic is just another version of that.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, there was this in 1983, the McMartin preschool trial, as known, got attention across the US. And basically, the allegation was that members of this family who ran the play school had committed, they were charged with hundreds of acts of sexual abuse against the kids who were there. It ran on for a few years, but eventually, after 7 years, I think it was, all the charges were dropped. I mean, I don't think it was exactly cut and dried, but it seems there wasn't a whole lot of evidence, I think. This is from my very brief reading of it, anyway.
To support
the allegation that the family were abusing the kids who were in the play school. But this got huge coverage all over the US. There was people digging underneath this play school in California to try and find the satanic lairs and all this stuff. You know that whole thing, point to on the dolly where they touched you, that whole trope, I suppose. I think you see in TV and films and all, like, the kid has been interviewed about possible sexual abuse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Say, oh, point on to the dolly.
Corey Feldman and stuff.
Yeah, point where they touched you. That came out of this trial. That was developed by someone who was working for the Children's Institute International, Key McFarlane. She was a social worker. That was the first time they were used, was in this trial. And in the...
Shiver there.
What was that?
Someone standing on my grave, man.
That fucking gave me a fright. Did you see that? That was fucking weird.
What's that like that?
I was like, which... That was so fucking bizarre.
But shortly after this, allegations were made against over 100 play schools around America. This is a moral panic. It's not quite in the psychogenic illness area that we were talking about earlier. But it's a similar idea, I guess, that people hear a story somewhere and start to see it in their own world, even if there's no actual evidence for it, you know?
Confirmation bias.
Exactly. And people get so wound up by the stories they're hearing about it. This was kind of the kicking off, a big bomb thing kicking off Satanic Panic.
Satanic Panic. What rounds of panic?
They also thought Dungeons and Dragons was a recruitment tool for satanic cults.
Has South Park done an episode on this?
Satanic Panic?
Probably.
Deared in on it.
Heavy metal music, you know, playing the records backwards and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Chicago.
They said there was...
No, that song's Chicago.
No.
Either do I. Just in Little Nicky.
Stairway to Heaven. I think there's a lot of symbolism.
Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train, I think, has...
Yeah.
Crazy.
There was also... what was his name?
Satan. Lucifer.
Lucifer, yeah. That's the correct term. That's his first name, his real name.
Where is the name?
Lucifer Juicy for.
Oh. There was a book called Michelle Remembers. It was written by two Canadians, Michelle Smith and her husband, who was a psychiatrist. His name is Lawrence Pazder. They published it in 1980. They got huge fame off this, and they claimed to have been former Satanists who had knowledge of, I think it was like over 1,000 satanic rituals and all this shite. A few years later, it was completely debunked, but it took a while. And they got lots of media coverage as expert Satanists who had, you know, come back over to the good side or whatever.
You'd say there's mad shit going on out there though, wouldn't you? You'd have to say there is.
Like there actually is.
Like there is factually mad shit going on.
Yeah, but not satanic.
You'd never know though, would you?
Anyway, I don't have any more for you right now on mass psychogenic illness.
Oh,
that's a shame. I wish I did. It's very interesting. We'll come back and do the rest of Satanic Panic, I think.
No, actually we
in more depth.
I think we've done a good job there.
You don't want to hear more about that?
I don't want you messing with Satanic Panic.
Hysteria died the same night.
Disturbia, like the darkest hour. Bom, bom, beyond, bom, 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 bom.
We talked about the match earlier and you didn't mention that you used to babysit Troy Parrott.
I feel like I said it before on the podcast,
no,
didn't I?
No.
Yeah, I used to babysit Troy Parrott.
How, like, when? On the weekends or?
Yeah, well, whenever is my...
Go to his gaff?
Go to his gaff and...
Just you?
Me and his uncle were good mates growing up. So I'd know him well. And his ma, I know his ma.
Well, there you go.
There you go now, eh?
I used to babysit Damien Duff.
I used to babysit Wayne Rooney.
Me and his uncle.
And did Troy display any of talents in your presence?
No.
No, kept it hidden.
He was a baby, like, he was a little boy.
Oh, it didn't go beyond...
Yeah, he would have been like six.
Oh, I would have thought by six you can tell.
It's just random.
Is that random? I thought
it's quite random, yeah.
I thought that was like...
Public knowledge.
Yeah, I thought I said that on the podcast. I used to babysit Troy Parrott. Now he's scoring goals.
For all Ireland. Thanks to you, huh?
Baller.
I'm wondering... At six, could you kind of tell if a kid has talent? There's a Belgian club, Racing Boxburg, signed a 20-month-old Bryce Brittes to a contract to make him the youngest professional footballer in the world.
A 20-month-old? That's a one-year-old.
Do you ever babysit any other celebrities?
I don't know why I actually thought about that for a split second. I was like,
did I actually? Barry Keoghan. He was the babysitter, Barry Keoghan as well. I never babysit anyone before. The Irish at it again. Huh? Oh, I love Ireland.
Do you want to hear about something disgusting?
No, not really, but yeah.
Joe, do you want to hear about something disgusting?
Yes, please.
Thought so. Do you ever hear of triatomine bug or the kissing bug? It's an insect.
I don't, if it's a, like the fucking mummy where the insects are in your skin and all, I don't want to hear it.
Close your ears now. Chagas disease. Chagas. Ringing any bells?
Chagas?
Chagas.
No.
Okay.
Should it?
No.
Good.
So the bug, they're the parasite. They're looking for your blood, right? Like a mosquito. They want to feast on your blood. But they go for your lips because your lips only have 3 layers of skin. Rest of your face has 16 layers of skin, right? So,
like an onion.
So your lips or your eyelids, I suppose. And they'll just sit there while you're asleep on your lips.
And meet you.
And munch away.
And what happens? No blood in your lips anymore. You just saggy lips like that.
When it's finished with you, it gets up and prepares to head off. Belly full of your blood, it gets ready to head off. But before it goes.
Take a shite on you.
Yes.
Does it?
Yeah.
Fucking little bastard.
The hole in your mouth that it was eating you through. Takes a little dump there.
Shite's in your hole.
Are these in Ireland, are they?
No. And then you get Chagas disease.
Are they extinct?
No. No, I don't think no. But you only get them in kind of the lower half of the US.
And
the story I'm reading, again, from the Stuff You Should Know podcast, they're talking about the US.
And the disease itself, what does it do to you? Scabby lips. Pooey scabby lips. He has that pooey scabby lip thing. Get away from him.
Chaggy lips.
They mostly live in Mexico, South America, Central America. They live primarily in buildings made of mud or thatch. They'll sleep in the roof, in the walls, and at night they'll come out to feast on sleeping humans.
And what happens to your lips?
They can also get into your body. So these insects have this parasite and that's what they shite into your lips. And then that parasite gets into your body.
And what happens to the lips?
What do you mean what happens to the lips? You get a sore, I don't know.
What do you, like, does that happen to you? Do you get sick?
Yeah, if it hangs around long enough without being cured, you can get heart failure or megacolon, which is when your colon becomes very big and sore. You don't want that. Or heart failure, you don't want that either.
And that's happened to people?
Yeah. But anyway, this started off in 1899 in the US. A couple of cases of this Chagas disease cropped up. And there's no way, like the insect doesn't live in the kind of the top half of the US. But newspapers started reporting on this disease, this kissing disease, as they called it.
Meeting people in their sleep, the little perverts. Did you ever hear of the insect that swims up your piss stream?
No, and I'm all right.
And then into your willy.
Jumps up out of the water, doesn't it?
Out of the water, into your stream of piss, and into your dick hole.
And it has spikes on the
spine. And it has spikes and you can't get it out.
Can't pull it out.
Like an umbrella.
Are they in Ireland?
I feel like I saw something in you break there. The last hope you had for the world, it's gone.
Are you? I feel like that's a new fear of yours kind of unlocked, is like insects being inside of your skin. Does that make it uncomfortable?
Even when you say that sentence, it's horrible.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's an interesting one though. I'm tapping into something there.
I just thought everyone thought insects in your skin is disgusting.
Yeah, I don't think it bothers me think about it.
Yeah. Even like the mummy, do you know in the mummy where them fucking cockroach things get on there and he's like bubbling up and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that got me.
That's creepy, but.
Like parasites growing in you and all that. That's just grim.
Yeah. In your ear and all. You know when they get in your ear?
Earwigs.
And they pull you out.
When I was a kid, like, and like someone mentioned earwigs, I'd be like thinking of them eating me brain and all.
Anyway, this Chagas disease thing, right? So the newspaper started reporting it, and people who couldn't be getting it started reporting symptoms. And when they went back and looked at the rates of people coming forward and saying they had this disease, it pretty much correlated with the newspaper reports. And when the newspaper stopped reporting on it, people stopped thinking they were sick with it.
So there was not.
So anything and everything. Satanism, insects, dancing, meowing, whatever.
It's all
there.
it's all bollocks.
It's all in the mind. Power of the mind, like you said. The power of the mind.
Power of the mind, there you go.
It's very stupid. It's not even like the power of the mind. It's like how not powerful the of not power in control of being gullible. The stupidity of the mind rather than the power of the mind, I think.
Mm.
Do you think?
Yeah. No, I do, like. Honestly.
What did you believe that you found out wasn't true later in life? Like later in life. I'm not talking about the big Saint Nick or anything like that.
Bollocks, just about to say that. Don't know. I really don't.
I used to think when me ma would say town is closed, I used to think shutters came down on Talbot Street where the train line goes over. I thought shutters came down there and that meant town was closed because that's how you'd go into town. And once you go past that, it's like you're in town in Talbot Street.
If we're going back that far, I used to think islands were made of cardboard and just floated there. They were like cardboard structures on the surface of the water.
Really?
But I mean, I was like probably, I don't know, 4 or 5? 6, 7, I don't know. The age when stupidity is acceptable.
Yeah. I used to think when my ma said that she needs to go around to the hole in the wall to get money out, it was literally, there was a hole in the wall that you could just reach in and take money out. And I was so excited at that prospect. I was like, where's this hole in the wall? I remember that.
When my dad used to say, I'll be back in a minute, I used to think he was going to be back. And then he didn't, like. But just obviously,
you never know. One of these days. Yeah. One of these days.
Kind of similar to the way with the hole in the wall, like.
I enjoyed that, and I'm feeling a little bit satanic now myself.
I'm not.
Are you not?
No.
Do you not want
to? And that's me not being able to be brainwashed.
Solid mind.
Like a fucking shutter.
Nothing's getting in there. Good or bad.
Padlock on my mind.
I just want to compliment you on getting through that entire episode without once saying, do you ever feel real sick?
Why would I have said that?
I was waiting for it. There was a few points in there now that...
Why would...
That well, there was lots of mentions of people feeling real sick.
True. I'm past all... That character's dead now.
Never dies.
Mm.
So never dies. Goonies never die.
The new one is going to be... You back on the Ozempics, bro.
Let's make that a thing. We'll wrap her up there, Darren. Will you wrap up the fucking show?
I'm going to wrap this up now.
Go on.
So that's that wrapped up. I hope you enjoyed it. And now that we're wrapped up, I'll talk to you next time on the Stala podcast.
When will you talk?
Tuesday. Tuesday. And what bonus episode?
No.
On Monday.
No. Monday, yeah. And
Wednesday.
And Wednesday. We'll see you then.
See you later. Hope it's all wrapped up for you there. And you know that it's over because it is.
And drink loads of water. Because
you want to be looking like me.
Fresh.
Fresh, like...
A little flower. Watered like a little flower.
See you later.
Daisy.
Thanks.
Bye.